Hello, this is Jolynn Braley. I am the founder of the Inner Self Diet, also known as the FAT Release Coach. FAT are your fear-attracting thoughts, and you definitely want to replace your fear-attracting thoughts with a weight loss mindset so that you can achieve struggle-free permanent weight loss. And you can find me at fearlessfatloss.com and also at stophidingbehindthefat.com. And right now, I'm here on the line with Kelly. She is one of my recent graduates of the Inner Self Diet, and it's really, really exciting. We're going to talk with Kelly here for a couple minutes and find out, you know, where she's at today, where she used to be. She used to be where you are right now. And it's really, really neat because we were talking just for a minute, even before we got onto the line here. And it was hard for Kelly to remember what it used to be like when she was back in that struggle that you're in right now as you're listening to my voice. And I love hearing that. I've heard that from other clients that I've worked with, and it's just really, really exciting. So Kelly, she's going to tell you more about that herself. And just a little bit of background about her. Very, very, very smart lady. She was already successful in her work life and her career life. And before we met, though, she was still struggling with the food and the weight topic, which is how it often is, which shows that it's not a problem of your intelligence. It's about something much deeper. And Kelly's calling in from the Midwest here in the beautiful United States of America. Kelly, welcome to the call.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Good. I am glad you're here, too. I'm very, very glad. Thank you, too, because I know that someone is listening right now who is going to be able to relate to you and where you used to be, and she or possibly he are going to be very inspired by you and would love to have the outcomes that you're living today. So first of all, how about if you would please share with the listeners, what was it like for you as you think way back to before we met? And again, I understand, like we were talking a couple minutes before we got on the call here, that it was even hard for you to remember that. And that is very common with this type of work because you have transformed so much and you are in such a different mindset today. But to the best of your ability, as you think back to how you used to be back before we met, back before we had that very first one-on-one call together, that weight loss discovery session, and how it was like for you to live with food and to relate to food, to think about food or eat, how you felt in your own mindset, you know, what were the biggest challenges you were having, what was it like to be living in an overweight body and struggling with all that. So what was that like for you back then, Kelly?
Well, I think for me, after a lifetime of dealing with issues of feeling out of control of my weight and out of control of my eating, I was feeling hopeless, just completely hopeless. And, you know, really just plain tired. And I didn't know if I had the energy to just try again. And so I felt, really depressed and hopeless. And I felt like I didn't want to try again because I knew I'd fail again. And I just really didn't have any hope. And so I think I just didn't feel like there was any point in trying anything for the longest time, and I didn't try anything for quite a while. I really went through a really long bad period, so I have to say I was really at a very low place for a long time.
And when you say you didn't feel like trying anything, do you mean trying another mainstream food diet, exercise program, that kind of a thing?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So I mean, you know, for 27 years I did everything, and for a year or so, I didn't do anything. I just really gave up and felt like it wasn't worth it. So, and that I couldn't do it. I mean, I felt completely powerless and very, very depressed. So that was where I was when I found you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm glad you did. Congratulations, by the way, on graduating the Inner Self Diet and getting to where you are today. And we're going to hear more about that also, about what it's like for you today. But before we do that, when you said that you were struggling for a lifetime, how many years were you in that struggle, Kelly?
Well, since I was, I think I went on my first diet in fifth grade. And so I want to say if I was 10 in fifth grade and I'm 50 now, that was 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a long time. And,
yeah.
I'm happy to be done with that now.
Yeah, yeah. That's very interesting, too, to hear, 40 years of struggle. Does it make sense to you now why a little food diet or an exercise program or a gym membership could never get to the bottom of that 40-year-old problem and heal it for you so that you could do what you're doing today? Does that make sense now?
It does, and it what really brought that home for me was this mm-hmm. notion of sort of this forcing the behavior on the forcing the behavior mm-hmm. isn't the way to make the change. You make the change in your mindset on the inside, and the healthy behaviors follow.
Mm-hmm.
That was the paradigm shift. That was so meaningful.
Yeah, and that's how it is. Mindset is 90% of the game. Your inner self is 90% of the whole game. That diet, food diet, and exercise program, the healthy lifestyle, that's only 10% of it. So how about, would you please share with us then, what's it like for you today? You've had the mindset shift. You've had the inner self transformation. If you would say it in your words, because I was about to say you're definitely not depressed and hopeless today. I know that, but how would you, what do you have to say about that? How do you feel today? What's it like with food and your weight today? How is it for you, Kelly?
Yeah. right. I think one of the ways I would characterize how it is for me today to my relationship with food and what I eat and exercise is that it's no big deal. It's not a struggle, and it's not it's become part of my normal everyday, and mm-hmm. that the choices that I make about what I eat and when and how I exercise and how much and when are choices that I want to make because I feel good doing what I'm doing, and mm-hmm. so it's kind of funny because they're just happy choices. It's not like I am struggling against the old kind of resentment and forcing myself to do things that I don't want to do, or forcing myself to do things that somebody else is making me do, but really I'm angry about it. It's completely different. It's doing the stuff I want to do because it makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so where I am is I'm exercising much more, and I'm eating much more healthfully. I'm still in the process of losing weight and, mm-hmm. And getting my body to where it will feel the best it can feel. And it's, mm-hmm. My outside is coming around to match my inside.
Yeah, and it will. It has to, because you're a match on the inside now. And you know that, don't you? It's not just words.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's the other thing, and maybe that's the most important thing. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
Whereas in most of my life, I've spent a lot of time being afraid and worried, and worried and afraid, and both at the same time. And so mm-hmm. to have that diminished is such a great gift.
Yeah, and that was all part of the FAT mindset,
Mm-hmm.
But you've replaced
right.
that now with the weight loss mindset, and that's why it's, like you said, it's just not any big deal.
That's right, and that's the best part.
Mm-hmm.
The not a big deal.
Yeah. I remember you saying, too, on one of our calls, you said that you were so excited and amazed and surprised that you've just effortlessly, no struggle at all, you were at the grocery store and you were buying healthy foods, and it was just a major transformation for you. Do you want to share anything about that?
Oh, yeah. And again, that was a cool thing. I didn't realize it till I was at home, you know, putting groceries away. And I had bought grapefruit and apples and, you know, and a turkey. And I was like cooking, which, and you, things that I, and, you know, I mean, it was just what I wanted to do. And mm-hmm. so I felt good about it. And I, and you know, I guess that it was just so great, because not only were they healthy choices for me, but they were the things that I wanted, and I wasn't forcing myself to choose something because I should choose it, not because I wanted it. And I wanted the thing that was best for me, and that's just awesome.
Yeah. And how many pounds of the physical fat have you already released, Kelly?
Well, I haven't weighed myself lately.
Okay.
So I don't know the exact number.
Okay.
So I think that would probably be a question I couldn't answer.
Okay. Well, how do you know, what are you using as your measurement tool? I mean, I know that you know already that, number one, your measurement tool is your mindset and all of the inner self work and all of that. But as far as the physical measurement, how your clothes are fitting, things
yeah,
like that,
right.
How your energy mm-hmm. level is, what tells you that you are releasing the physical fat?
Well, mostly it's my clothes. So I've taken a bunch of my clothes to the consignment and sold the old clothes, or I'm selling the old clothes. So I'm wearing smaller clothes and they're fitting me better. And also I feel stronger, you know, I'm taking the stairs instead of the elevator and I'm less winded than I was before. And so I feel just stronger and have more energy. And so I guess those two things, really, what I'm wearing and how I'm feeling, are the main things.
Mm-hmm. And is that okay that you're using that way to measure your progress?
Fine with me. It makes me, I definitely feel that's the best thing for me.
Okay, and that's what matters. And I've heard this from other graduates of the Inner Self Diet before, too, that some of them, they just throw out their scale. They feel good about doing that. It all comes down to what works the best for you and how you feel about it, and which is why I wanted to ask you how you knew that you were releasing the physical fat.
Right.
Yeah, because I can imagine somebody listening to this, and I actually asked Julie a similar question. Julie was one of the ladies that graduated with you. I mean, if you can imagine someone listening to this right now, and maybe you used to be like this, where your mindset was in the past, it's all about how fast can I lose weight? How fast can I, you know, can I drop 10 pounds in 10 days? Can I drop 50 pounds in 30 days, and, you know, all of these quickie weight loss cures that people do them over and over, and they lose 10, maybe 20 pounds, but then they just gain it right back at plus 5 or 10 more, and then they go look for another diet, and they're always looking for this fast fat loss cure. But then here you are, you're living without struggle, you're making choices for your body that feel good to you, the fat is coming off, you're using your own way of measuring, your clothes are getting, you're wearing smaller size clothing, and that's what you're doing, that feels best to you, you feel stronger, you've got more energy. What would you say to someone who's, well, first of all, were you ever like that? Were you ever looking for these fast
yeah.
fat loss cures, Kelly?
Absolutely. I mean, that describes exactly me. And as you were talking about it, what I kept thinking was, and I guess I've thought this, that it, to me, that is how I have been for years and years. And what that brings to mind is holding your breath just holding your breath or sort of white knuckling, trying to make it through to the end. And then once you get to the end, you take this huge breath. And that's, of course, when you gain back all the weight. Plus, you know, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've lost 20 pounds and I've lost 100 pounds once, and I've lost 50 pounds a couple times, you know, so I've been there. And thinking about it, really, it is just really holding your breath till you make it till that number. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. And it's counterproductive. Mm-hmm. Or I should say, for me, it was counterproductive.
Well, there's a reason why 95% of mainstream dieters fail. And when I say mainstream dieters, I'm talking about it's just a food diet or an exercise program, which is 10% of your game plan of success. The mindset is 90%. So what would you say to someone who's listening to this right now, who is hearing you talk and they're saying, but I want to lose 50 pounds in 30 days. I want to get this fat off immediately. And here Kelly is talking about how it's also not a big deal for her. It's easy for her, but why isn't she weighing herself every day? And where's the fast fat loss? What's going on? What would you say to a person that was thinking that right now?
Well, I mean, I guess what I would say is that the idea, what I've taken away from my participation is that developing the mindset is an individual process, and that, you know, it's all about what feels good for you as an individual, and what decision you make, decisions that are the right decisions for you, that drive your behavior and keep you in this healthy living. And so it's, you know, it is entirely possible that a person would want to weigh herself every day, and that a person would end up in a pattern that you'd lose weight faster. It's possible. And I think that could be some individual's experience. And that would be great for that, if that's the experience an individual has. That, you know, and I think that'd be just fine. For me, that isn't my experience. It's not what is struggle-free, and the no big deal kind of taking the fear out of it for me is not that, but it certainly could be for somebody else.
So are you saying that as long as they got the mindset for the outcome they wanted, they could have that?
Well, that's how I understand it, and that's what makes sense to me. And
okay.
And that's
well,
what I feel like, you know.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say you're right. I mean, that's exactly what I taught you, and you are right. And Yeah, I was thinking about it more from the standpoint of there's so many folks that they believe that weight loss is the end-all, be-all. But what I continue to hear from all of the wonderful, awesome people like you that I mentor through the Inner Self Diet is that the weight loss ends up becoming actually the side benefit. You actually become this person who, yes, you are dropping the fat and you are getting the body that you want, but it was never in the beginning, it was never a weight problem anyway. It was everything else that you healed throughout this journey in the Inner Self Diet that has allowed you to get to the place where you are, where it isn't any big deal. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And I think, certainly the experience is about a lot more than, you know, diet and exercise. And it's, your mindset or a person's mindset is, way beyond the food you eat or the exercise that you do. And it really is transformational in ways that affect all aspects of who you are. And, you know, I mean, people we had a small group of four people, and I think everybody agreed. One woman said it best, I came for a diet cure and I found a life cure, and I think everybody cheered that sentiment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is there really any area of your life, Kelly, that this transformation did not touch?
Well, I haven't found one yet. I don't know if I... so far, no.
And you know why that is?
Well, because my mindset touches all aspects of my life, I think.
Yeah, yeah. How can you cut out your mind and then go... How can you leave your mind behind when you go to work? Or how can you leave your mind behind when you go out with your friends? Or the same thing for your body, too. Yeah.
And I have to say, just to add to that, when I watched a couple movies over the Christmas holiday. Mm-hmm. I watched a movie that I had seen before.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw a totally different movie because I had a completely different mindset.
Wow.
It was wild. It was really interesting. I'm like, really? Oh, I had a completely different attitude about it.
Wow. What did that feel like to have that experience?
I loved it. It was really, it was interesting because I thought, it gave me an opportunity to examine sort of who I was when I saw it before.
Uh-huh.
Very and who
cool.
I am now. Yeah, it was kind of neat.
That's awesome. Yeah, and you also brought up a really good point there. We're recording this call right now during the biggest time of the year for people to gain weight. And most people gain at least 10 pounds during the holiday season. We're going to be coming into the new year here. We just got done with Christmas. And so now there's all these people out there who are scrambling and looking for another way to lose weight again, possibly looking for a New Year's resolution to white-knuckle it and force themselves, biting and screaming every bit of the way to lose weight. I'm curious to hear what your experience has been like through this holiday season with the mindset you have now. What has it been like with all the food around, with the gatherings, with all of the goodies available? What has this been like for you, Kelly?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that's great is the many different tools that you taught us to use. And I think, you know, no matter what the holiday, when you get the family together, or you mm-hmm. you know, sort of change the circumstances and have mm-hmm. people you haven't mm-hmm. seen for a while, I mean, the stress level goes up, and so mm-hmm. those tools become more important than ever. And I think they were really useful for me,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
And so I was happier than I had mm-hmm. than before to have, you know, just to have sort of this toolkit to draw from to say mm-hmm. to keep me calm sometimes and help keep me in a calm place to really I think it just keeps a person kept me centered and helped me make the decisions that would help me continue to feel good, as opposed to my prior pattern, which is just to kind of revert to my typical role in the family kind of dynamic, mm-hmm. and which also included then sort of seeking solace in food. And I by no means think that's a unique pattern to me. I mean, I think a lot of people do that, and that's just a habit. And so what the tools enabled me to do were just to step back and be able to make decisions that, you know, didn't have me running to my old patterns. And that was really, really helpful.
Mm-hmm. So then did you seek food for comfort during the holidays?
I really didn't. No, the way the events are set up, a lot of times that's what you do as a family group. You know, when you have visitors in town, you kind of have more eating opportunities. And
mm-hmm.
so there are just more planned events around food. So I would say I didn't individually, like, run off and seek food for comfort myself. But I think, you know, kind of now that I'm thinking about it, as a group, we probably, you know, do that collectively, seek food for comfort. But as an individual, no, I think, you know, I really felt comfortable with, you know, refusing food if I didn't want it, if I wasn't hungry. And it was awesome. It was really, and you know what? People did not care. I had this sort of fantasy that people would look at me funny or notice even. Everybody's in their own head. They don't care about what and it was really, really empowering to say, I can make decisions that are good for me, and it's not going to upset the apple cart.
Yeah.
And it was really great.
It sounds like what you're saying is that there were still some holiday stresses because there were people coming in to your experience that you don't see a lot, which is often how it is for the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
But what you did is you maintained your own sense of inner power and your own center and your own place of calmness by continuing to use the inner self tools, continuing to feed your mind first. And it sounds like you're saying you did have a successful holiday time.
It did. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much better was it this year compared to years past?
Oh, I would have to say probably a 10.
Okay.
So it was a lot better. That's a very good, yeah, really good thing. Really, really good thing. And
good.
Yeah, and that makes the period after the holidays a lot better too.
Yeah.
A lot less holiday hangover.
Exactly. And as you look forward into your future now, going into the new year, and then there's going to be more holiday seasons, as long as you continue to feed your mind before your body, do you see it being any big deal just moving through these different periods during the year and still maintaining your own self, maintaining your own mindset, your own ideal body? You can't control other people, and they're going to do what they're going to do, but as long as you're dealing with you and maintaining you, then you'll be fine. Do you see that for yourself, Kelly?
I do. I really do. I feel confident about it, and I feel like, you know, having just gone through Christmas and having been in, you know, in we went through Thanksgiving as a group, as
mm-hmm.
when we were, you know, and I feel like those are the two tough, the hardest ones, and for me at least, those are when we have, you know, the most kind of family get together. That's the most stressful for me, and so I'm really confident going forward.
Yeah. So basically,
and honestly, I'm just not worried.
Yeah. Well, you've already proven to yourself that there's nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
that's
I feel good
as
about
a result.
It.
Yeah, that's as a result of the transformations that you've had on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, one other thing, just imagine that woman, right now she's in that hopelessness, she's in depression, she's in that despair, she's done the diets, she has lost weight before, she's always gained it back, she's never achieved struggle-free permanent weight loss, she's hearing you talk about how it's just not a big deal for you anymore, you're losing the weight and you're making these healthy choices for yourself. And it's not a struggle. You're not white-knuckling anything. And most of all, what's most important to you is that you don't have any worry about it. It's just like, hey, it's happening. I'm doing it. Okay, what's next? Let's move on. Time is going by. Over time, the fat will come off. That's how it works, and it's all fine. But here's this lady who actually you could imagine this being the old Kelly. So it would be like you talking to the old Kelly long, long ago. And she's
mm-hmm.
listening right now. What would you say to her as she's listening to you? I mean, would you tell her that, hey, you know, this would be a good idea for you to also do the inner self diet? Or would you tell her something else? What would you say to her?
I would say... yes, I would say it's definitely a good idea. And I would say, I think the most important thing is to do, it's almost to suspend, you just have to be willing to do the steps, do what
okay.
Jolynn tells you to do. Just do it. You have to do it whether it makes sense to you or not.
Okay.
And, you know, suspend your cynicism a little bit. That's what I would say to me, because that's a hard thing to do, you know, to suspend your resistance and mm-hmm. take a leap of faith and do it. It's and it makes all the difference.
Yeah, and it really does require that, doesn't it? Because if I had told you, the old Kelly, everything that I was going to do with you before we did it, you wouldn't have believed it anyway. And it wouldn't have made any sense to you, because words don't teach, only experience does. Don't you agree?
Right. I absolutely agree. And this is one shining example of that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you did have resistance in the beginning, you know,
yep.
like many people do. And that's okay. You still had faith. You had enough belief in yourself, and you had enough, a high enough level of self-worth, which, of course, it's hugely higher now. But back then, you had enough belief and enough worthiness within you to believe in yourself that you needed help and that you were just going to do the steps that I gave you to do. And you also asked questions when you didn't understand something, which is wonderful, and you did the steps.
Right.
Yeah.
And I have to
one
other thing, just one other mm-hmm. point about that. One thing that I found, so it sounds so simple, and I don't think I've said this to you before, but one of the things that you do, it's really clear from the start, is do this, this, and this. And then you say, did you do this, yes or no? And sometimes that is an incredibly hard question to answer. It feels like a hard question to answer. And
uh-huh.
just getting to the point of saying, yes or no. I'm not going to go on forever and ever and explain why or why not or make excuses or couch it in all kinds of explanation. It's just yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to that kind of understanding with myself, like either I did it or I didn't do it,
mm-hmm.
was really hard and important, a really important place to start for me.
Well, good. Yeah, you haven't shared this with me before, and I'm really glad to hear that. And what you're talking about now, just so that the people listening might understand a little bit better, which they're not, for all you folks listening right now, you're not going to understand everything, because words don't teach, only experience does. What's important is that you hear Kelly sharing with you what her life is like now, and that she doesn't have any worry that the fat is coming off. It's coming off. She's doing what she needs to do to release it. And that's all there is to it, and then she's taking care of the rest of her life and having fun and feeling good. But what you're specifically talking about right now is accountability. And even as you look back over this entire process and this entire journey through the Inner Self Diet, if you had not had that accountability, which is a huge part of this process, because if you don't do the steps, what kind of results would you get?
You wouldn't get results.
You wouldn't.
Bad
right.
results, right.
If you keep doing what you're doing now, you'll keep getting the results you're getting from what you're doing. But you won't get the kind of results that Kelly has. So as far as this accountability goes and those questions that I would ask you, did you do this, yes or no? And I do hear what you're saying also, the message that you're saying. You're talking about how that was really important for you to be able to just, okay, hey, did I do it or not? I either did or I didn't. But as far as this accountability in general goes, how important was that for you getting to this place of success that you're living right now?
Oh, very important. I mean, it was incredibly important. And I think that it was really a key part of the foundation for making this whole thing work. And it's all about keeping commitments to yourself. And that was something for me that has for a long time been a missing piece. And
right.
so the fact that you learned this through experience as part of this program is just really hard to put into words kind of how much that means. But it was definitely an experience worth having. Has made a big difference.
Yeah, because how many times in the past before we met did you buy a book, a CD program, any kind of self-help type thing, but then maybe not even crack the book, or you were given exercises to do, but because you didn't have any accountability, you didn't do them, or maybe you even collected free weight loss tips online, but if you don't take action with any of these things, you don't get the results. Did you ever do any of that in the past, Kelly?
Yes, I did. In fact, I had a garage sale and I had an entire section of self-help and weight loss, like a whole bookshelf full when I sold them. So yes, indeed, I did. In fact, and most of them were unread.
Yeah.
So yeah. Right, they didn't do me any good.
Right, and accountability is a very, very large part of this program. There is no substitute for it, because if you don't do the things that you say you're going to do, then you're not going to get results. Before we wrap up here, anything else that you would share with that woman who's listening right now who would just love to be where you are?
I guess just, you know, it's what I've said before, but this is a completely different approach, and it makes so much sense when you think about all the other things that haven't worked. One more thing that's like that isn't likely to work, and trying something that's completely different, even though it might seem like you don't understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's working with, and the other thing is, I did this program. Now I see things about mindset everywhere. You know how you get an awareness of something new and now you see it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very powerful thing, and it makes a huge difference. And I wish I had done this years ago, and I'm so glad I did it now instead of next year. So I just can't say enough good about it.
That is fantastic. A couple things that really popped out at me there. I'm so glad I did it now and I didn't wait. I wish I would have done it years ago. And also, all these things that you've done in the past that didn't work, if you do another thing that's just like that thing, you know, it's the same kind of thing, it's got a different name or a different package, if it's still the same kind of thing you've done before that didn't work, it's not likely that's going to work either. So that's why it's so smart to do what you did, Kelly, to do something totally different. And there you are now with the results that you've got. No struggle with the food or your weight. The fat is coming off. You're wearing smaller size clothing. How many sizes have you gone down in your clothes?
Let's see. Well, I would say I'm on my way to going down to the third size down.
So okay.
Three
sizes already?
No. Well, on my way, so two.
Two sizes
two right
already?
Now. Two comfortably, yeah.
Okay. And is that okay?
You bet. Yeah, great.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Was it struggle-free?
Yes.
Yeah. So congratulations on that. Congratulations on just everything. The fact that before we got on this call, you couldn't even remember what it was like to struggle in the past. I had to help you remember. I mean, that is just massive. You're not
living. That was kind of surprising to me.
Yeah, you're not living in that mindset any longer. You have transformed on the inside. Your body is now matching, it's manifesting to match up, which is how it works with the physical form. And even if you could step into a capsule and drop 50 pounds right now, would you really want to do that?
Would I really want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. Would I want to do that? Probably not. I think I'm kind of happy going the way I'm going. I feel good.
Yeah.
That would really mess me up.
I asked you that question because you've already got the outcome. You already know what it feels like. If you were in the body right now at the weight that you are moving towards, you already know what that feels like. So you're already there. It's just the body that is matching up now, and that does take time. It takes time for the fat to come off if you want to do it in a healthy way so that it stays off. And as long as there's no struggle and you're not white-knuckling it, you're not making a New Year's resolution to lose weight, you're not forcing yourself to go out and exercise, you're not forcing yourself to eat healthy, you're just doing it because you want to do it and it feels good. And then, oh, I've got this work over here to do, I've got this friend to go meet, I've got this movie that I want to go see, and it's just, you know, there's no worry, there's no struggle, it's not a big deal, you're moving on with your life. And then summer will be here before you know it. You'll be so many pounds and so many sizes lighter by that time. The next holiday season will be here before you know it. It'll be a year from now before you know it. It goes by so fast. And mm-hmm. you'll still, you know, as long as you continue to feed your mind first, which you know exactly how to do, you'll still be living without the struggle, and it's just not a big deal. And there you go, and you just keep going on. And you know what is really cool? This came to mind also because Julie, one of your fellow graduates of the Inner Self Diet, she had said that this was the best Christmas present she could have ever given herself. But, you know, I was thinking about that, and what it really is, though, is it's a gift that you give yourself that never stops giving.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Because once you, I mean, really, that's true. Once you have it, it changes, it does change everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for being here on the call. I am 100% positive that folks are listening who can relate to you and would love to be where you are right now. And by the way, for you, you would actually seriously want to and be ready to release your struggles, to leave those in the dust, to leave that hopelessness and the depression and all of that heaviness behind you. If you truly are serious about doing that, then your first step is the same step that Kelly took. You would go to fearlessfatloss.com/call, C-A-L-L, and fill out that application for a weight loss discovery session. And that's a complimentary call where I will help you discover the gap between where you are now and where you really would love to be and see if or how I could help you. And that is your first step. So fill out that application at fearlessfatloss.com/call. And get a move on towards struggle-free weight loss, a weight loss mindset, and feeling good in your own skin. So thanks so much, Kelly. I do look forward also to getting an update from you. I would love to update your written testimonial and, you know, share where you're at. If you'd like to send that to me several months from now, feel free to do that. Okay, and happy New Year. Happy New Year. You're welcome.
And happy New Year to you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for being on the call, too.